All that and nano pumpkins as well.
I think that's pretty much the coolest thing ever.
It's nano just pumpkins. A simple chemical reaction done on silicon.
But how little are these nano pumpkins?
10 could fit on a human hair.
Wow. Okay.
They're pretty dang small.
How do you bring that home and not lose it in your room?
You don't get to take it. You take home a printed off picture of
it. Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty cool.
My thought more than anything else was, how do you get the candle in it?
Yeah, that's true. It has to have its own light source. Well, that's kind of fun. That sounds like that would be neat for kiddos to go do. So.
They also have a Frankenstein. This did not make it to the news story, but there's a Frankenstein, and they're calling it Frankie Football. At least that's what the scientists call it, because apparently it looks like a football player.
Well, today is Frankenstein Friday, by the way.
Really?
So it would tie right. Actually,
or is it Frankenstein?
Yeah, and it's actually also National Pumpkin Day, so that really all ties together.
Oh, did you bring the bag of slop?
No, I didn't cut them yesterday.
Oh, wow.
We had too much homework.
Well, that's sad.
Let's do that first. I agree.
I'm kind of a taskmaster that way.
Yeah, well, when it comes to that, I understand. So the woman from our favorite state, that would be...
Florida!
That's it. Caught speeding with her two young children in the vehicle and was arrested and charged with DUI and child neglect. The woman, however, told deputies that she'd only had two sips of vodka. Right.
Depends on what your definition of sip is.
And, you know, she weighed that, and she weighs 36 pounds, so, yeah. But, again, had the two little kiddos in the back, and she said, and by the way, I was going home intoxicated. I was not driving intoxicated. They arrested her.
I wonder why.
But, I mean, that's pretty fast thinking for somebody whose brain is probably tickled.
Sure.
Information.
I'm driving home intoxicated. Not questioning the intoxication.
No, it's the where.
It's what I'm doing. Yeah.
Well, yeah, she's basically, it's her promise and statement that she wasn't planning to cause more trouble.
Sure, she was just going to go home, and it was going to be just fine as long as you stayed out of her way.
Those pesky kids in the car.
Yeah.
Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is known for offering big city benefits with that small town feel. How? For starters, their office has been locally owned and operated by Jim and Karen Arendt since 1984, and they've spent those years building relationships with families in the Brazos Valley. Their friendly atmosphere is coupled with state-of-the-art technology that's used in every procedure.
Receive convenience with a personal touch at Arendt's Family Dentistry. Call 268-1407. Like us on Facebook.
There'll be some wet weather in a few.
No. Oh, now this is pretty bizarre. We always talk about how aliens take over the station.
Sure.
Right? Okay. And so, just so people will know, what I do is I key in the commercials using numbers, okay, that are on a keypad here, right? So
yes.
I keyed in the number, and the wrong thing came up.
It's because it's Frankenstein Friday.
That's it. And I was more than happy to play the commercial for Arendt's Family Dentistry because they're good sponsors. And so then I try again, and it comes up with another commercial that's not supposed to run now. And I hit it again, and then I realize that somebody has unpunched the number lock key.
So
it was just, I don't know how it came up with the numbers that I was entering, but it wasn't entering the right numbers.
So if anyone from the station is listening and you unpunch the number lock key, you better watch out.
He's asleep, whoever he is, you know, whoever the board op was.
Some evening person.
So now we'll play the proper commercial. All right.
Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KXHD. Join Dan Seed and Luke Simons every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KXHD.
All right, there we go. Now, 618, News Talk 1620, WTAW. And as aforementioned, today is Frankenstein Friday. But, you know, I went and looked it up, and it's not Mary Shelley's birthday. And the other thing it said is it's celebrated Boris Karloff, but it's not Karloff's birthday either. So I guess they just decided that maybe the Friday before Halloween, they would just go ahead and make that whatever it is.
So it's just for fun, I guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, Karloff's not born, and his birthday's not till the next month. All right, so we got that. We got Pumpkin Day, and it's also Howl at the Moon Night. So
sorry.
It's okay.
You've been looking pretty woolly lately.
Yeah, explain to the officers when they arrest you tonight, not you, just anybody in general. Well, it's Howl at the Moon Night. They told me that on the radio, so I ought to be able to do that. All right, we got some birthdays.
Yes, we do. Jacqueline Smith, 67 today.
Wow.
She's one of the angels, right?
She was.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh. She the short-haired one?
She had...
long dark hair.
Yep, long dark hair.
Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Really?
65.
Got a story about her today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Julie McCoy. Lauren Tewins, 59.
She was very cute on The Love Boat. Are you kidding?
No, sir.
That chick from The Love Boat.
Yep.
Wow, okay.
John Heder, who is Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, he is. And nothing else, right?
No, pretty much.
He's pretty much in career stall.
Yeah.
Or he might be doing a real career.
Well, he could be. Yeah, could be.
He's 35. Seth MacFarlane, 39.
He's not talented at all.
No.
No, he has no talent whatsoever.
No, sir.
Yeah.
Keith Urban, 45.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Merchant. Yeah. From 10,000 Maniacs.
Of course.
She's 49. Dylan McDermott from The Practice is 51. Yeah. Mrs. Tom Hanks, Rita Wilson, 56.
I know she loves to be referred to that way.
Yeah, I know. That's why I threw that out.
Wait, her last name is Wilson?
Mm-hmm.
Just like Wilson the volleyball that was his only friend on the island?
Yes.
Wow.
The only reason I'm bringing this one up is because I love Parliament Funkadelic, and it's Bootsy Collins' 61st birthday.
Right on.
Wow, that was.
You can jive with that.
I have no idea about any. I know that was English, but I just don't know the words in that order. Okay.
Parliament Funkadelic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Bootsy Collins. Okay. All right. Pat Sajak, 66.
Oh.
And Bob Hoskins is 70.
Oh. Okay.
Very Australian, who never sounds Australian in anything he does.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's learned that American accent thing.
And now for Saturday.
Well, a guy named Matt Drudge, he's doing pretty well. I think we figured out he makes about $20 million a year.
Oh, I have that tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We could have it tomorrow. That's good enough. He could probably buy a birthday on both days.
I think the website looks sketchy. Just going to throw that out there.
Sketchy like how?
It just looks sketchy. The other day when we talked about it, I just thought, you know, anytime I ever looked at the Drudge Report, it just looks dodgy. You go on there, it looks like a website you would get to by mistake and get all kinds of viruses from.
Really?
It just it doesn't look credible to me. The way it's set up doesn't look, anyway.
That is it. There are a lot of people who go there. I'm not saying that everything that they have on there is. I mean, there's no doubt it's sensational in the way that it does things.
Well, I mean, just the way it looks, you look like, oh, no, if I click the wrong thing, my computer's going to get hepatitis.
Yeah,
like,
they just, well, but they do. They keep it simple. They put, you know, they put a goofy picture up there that'll grab your attention, and then it's pretty much, because, again, it's an aggregator. I mean, it's a portal to all sorts of stuff. All right, anyway, here we go.
Kelly Osbourne on Saturday. She's 28 years old.
Of course she is.
Matt Drudge is 46.
Uh-huh.
Remember Marla Maples?
Oh, yeah.
Mrs. Donald Trump?
Right.
49.
Mm-hmm.
Simon Le Bon.
Uh-huh.
For all the Durannies out there.
Sure.
Is 54. Ivan Reitman, 66 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best actors on the planet ever to trod the boards.
Yeah.
John Cleese is 73
good.
Today.
Yeah. If you remember a big, tall lady named Jane Kennedy, she used to do sports on CBS.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she's 61. Fran Lebowitz is 62. Lee Greenwood, God bless the USA, be like 70 years old.
And you ready for Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, sure.
Who's
I sure
just
like him.
A nut job, though.
He seems like a real nice guy.
He's 38. The current Doctor Who, is 30. Matt Smith on Sunday.
Oh, he's so cute.
Brad Paisley is 40. Did you say who?
Who?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Brad Paisley's 40. Ben Harper, 43. Julia Roberts is 45.
Uh-huh.
Andy Richter, 46. Jamie Gertz, 47. Lauren Holly, 49. Daphne Zuniga. From the original Melrose Place is 50. Bill Gates, 57.
He's rich enough to buy a birthday.
Or two.
Uh-huh.
Eddie Potts is 60, and Bruce Jenner, 63.
Dennis Franz, if you remember him from NYPD Blue.
Yeah, he showed his butt.
Yeah, he did. proves you do not have to be a handsome man to be an actor
sir.
Television. 68. And the Statue of Liberty. Happy birthday to the Statue of Liberty. It'll be 126. It looks okay. It gets green everywhere.
I was going to say a little green with envy on that one.